I always wanted to see Easter Bunny too.
Huh?
I always wanted to see Easter Bunny too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have the build of an Easter Bunny.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. A hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah. Hold my beer.
Low and slow, baby. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins, to my right.
Chris Mullins.
He was right.
I'm tuned.
Lastly, there's Yams. Gentlemen. What?
What?
Did you say Semper Fi?
Ooh, so fuck yeah.
No, I did not.
Hoorah! Yams!
I was wondering why you showed up at camera today.
I think he said fuck yeah, but I was talking over him. I was like, oh shit. I stepped on his intro, and you're like, you piece of shit. Coming in here acting like Lieutenant Dan just because you ain't got no knees. Heavy heart this week, guys. We lost a big one. We gotta get this toast out of the way for our first beer review. I guess we got two, neither of which are beers. Spoilers. I think one's a cream. This first one, a cider, I believe. Tune doubling up 2 weeks in a row.
I didn't double. Oh, I did double up. Never mind. Damn.
Fucker.
It's him this week, but I also brought something.
Right, hence the doubling up, because you brought stuff last week. I forgot. But it was week, yeah. And we have yours poured, locked and loaded. To toast to boxing legend, knocker out of fat. George Foreman. The George Foreman, I said. Because my mind went to the grill.
Right.
What he's most known for. I remember what happened to my very last George Foreman grill. Because when I first moved out of my parents' house, it's the only way I could cook anything that wasn't ramen. Yeah, it fell off a shelf in the middle of the night, landed in a used litter box, and snapped in half. And I never bought another one.
That must have been a really full, fucking gross litter box.
Why, you think the turds broke it? It was the fall, you asshole. I just remember that there's poop around the George Foreman grill. I'm not positive I had a cat at the time.
My cat is finally using the new litter box. It is turned on. Oh, you got it on working.
Nice. Yes. We never talked about the litter box on the show.
It's very exciting. He loves it. He's like protective over it now.
It's the high rise of fucking litter boxes this hoity-toity bitch bought.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it took the cat a month to shit in it. It was so bad. He's like, hey, I think Courtney can track it on her phone to see like if the cat's fat. And I was like, you have to wait till she's at work. And you have to shit in the litter box. And the coward wouldn't do it. How could you not?
I was really close. Call me sometime.
I'll come over and shit.
If you could at least talk to your, and it would be a real conversation.
I don't
want to
break it though. I feel like my shit weighs more than the cat's shit. You know.
I would hope so.
And like, when its arms comes and you know plows it,
just snaps it in half.
Yeah, I'm not breaking this motherfucker.
That's what starts like the Terminator style robot uprising. Is you shit in the wrong litter box. Yeah. But a litter box so nice and fucking, I guess, scary that it took the cat a month to shit in it. You should have at least talked your pit bull into taking a dump in it. Or your stepson. Preferably your stepson. He would have done it for like $5.
Maybe.
Easily.
Yeah. You're like, Jacob, did you shit in the litter box? You turn around and you just styling his hair.
The boy has to take fiber gummies every day. I'm not doing that to that litter box.
What?
Fiber gummies. He's fiber gummies. He's
fucking 13.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I didn't.
It's because you let him eat only bread. He only eats bread with nothing on it.
Can I just have a piece of bread?
Oh, and crackers. He only eats the blandest of foods. It's weird. So, of course, he's not shitting right. We went to Costco. We came back at the motherfucker and eat an entire sleeve of expired bagels. Expired bagels. I don't know why they weren't in the trash.
If they weren't moldy, whatever.
We don't know.
That's it.
Because they were all gone. He did not get the last one because the pit bull stole it from him. He didn't put anything on him. There was no cream cheese.
No butter?
There was no butter? He just ate a sleeve of bagels.
He just sits on the couch and eats bread. He's like a duck.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a fucking duck. Oh, shit.
Chris had just gotten his very modest television that matches his very modest cat litter box. And he was just stretched out on his side of the couch watching dumbass YouTube videos, eating plain-ass bagels. Enjoying himself, I guess. But yeah, I guess it makes sense. He has to eat. You should buy him some fucking Fig Newtons or something. Make him eat fiber.
We do. They're gummies. He takes them at night.
Does he have like strong shits in the morning? Has he ever been late? Has he ever missed the bus because he's been shitting for 45 minutes?
I think it's happened, yes.
It takes a lot to pass just pastries, I would think.
Right, yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
And he did eat 8 donuts.
Man, talking about donuts. Like, have you been to the new donut place?
Oh my god.
I had a donut from there.
Fire.
Oh. From where? I had the blueberry.
The new donut place that took over Pizza Hut.
We noticed that it was there. I have not been in there.
Go get you some cake donuts.
Yeah, I tried a red velvet and it was delightful.
I had an apple pie filled one today.
That sounds great.
That does sound amazing.
It's pretty solid.
It's not even necessarily the taste. The texture is on point.
Soft as fuck, bro.
But still kind of crispy on the outside. Mm-hmm. Like, it's witchcraft damn near.
What the fuck is it? Panna donuts?
Something like that. Panera? Mm. That's not right.
That's not Panera.
It's not Panera bread.
But you know, like, the Long John ones? The, like,
I have a cinnamon twist at the house.
You know, it's this big?
You talking about, like, the cream-filled looking fucking ones?
Yeah, that's like a foot long.
Yeah, sure.
Oval shape, yep. Like this, like a paperclip.
Yeah.
You've seen a donut, right?
Like a rectangle. Like, it's yeah. Bullshit. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like Boston cream, Chris, and shit like yeah. That.
Chris, who is Q? Yeah. That's for us. That's right. Just for us at the table.
Right. He ate eight of those.
Damn.
While we were gone for, like, an hour.
I don't understand why your food isn't locked up in some way, shape, or form.
He only eats bread. It already is locked up.
Apparently not. He's eating
this
all.
Shit has flavor. I gotta eat all of it.
Yeah, I guess the donuts did at least.
Yeah. He started war.
He started a war.
He started.
Did you salt my food, you bitch?
He started cooking the waffles before he eats them. So really, that's an improvement.
Wait, what?
He's just eating frozen Eggos.
No, he fucking did.
Yeah, swear to God. Forever, yeah. Shit, yeah. But he's like Nova's age?
I remember you would find him hidden in his fucking pillowcase and shit.
What?
He used to hide Eggos.
He was hiding food in his room for a while.
Yeah, he would find, you would find Eggos at first under his bed. And then once you found those, you started putting them in his pillowcase. So by the time you ate, like, so you slide them underneath your pillow before you go to bed. Yeah, your pillow stays cool. By the time you wake up, you're not eating a frozen egg.
Honestly, he's growing up well.
I watched my brother do this shit. So.
He also stashed Eggos?
Did he stash all sorts of shit in his room? He got to the point, too, like, in the wintertime, he was just throwing, like, the wrappers of shit he had eaten out of his bedroom window. Not thinking about it. So when the snow melted and Bowie went to cut the grass,
it looks like Little Debbie
Dolls. Yeah. Like, who the fuck ate all the moon pies? See, he's got the only window on that side of the house.
I think I would rather have a bad bagel than a moon pie at this point in my life.
I've never been that bad.
I hate a moon pie.
I still love a moon pie.
I stopped in and tried my first one when I was in Tennessee.
You never really? Had a, that what was your
flavor?
First moon pie?
Yeah,
my flavor.
Were you shocked? It was just marshmallow.
It was a small. It was a mini because they were giving them away because it was a shop that just sells.
Well, yeah, you can't sell
moon
them.
Pies.
How okay. Are they still in business?
Well, they also sold in the basement. Like it was like a flea market of like bullshit. Okay, like
and a moon pie store. On
and that describes every flea market
and every moon pie store.
It's like they
mounds of bullshit.
They went around and found a bunch of books that nobody bought and were trying to sell them.
Hell yeah.
Shit like that. Just
so it's an Ollie's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is in the basement. And they, they sold moon pies upstairs. And you could, like, mix and match boxes. And they sold all flavors. I tried the salted caramel.
Yeah.
Never had it.
It was all right.
Yeah. They're,
there's only
they're
one.
They're good every once in a while.
The banana
they're
dry. Good.
That's but the only edible kind is the banana.
They're dry as fuck. But, like, banana's pretty good.
Well, it's the world's driest graham cracker, somehow covering the world's driest frosting, and then nothing but marshmallow fluff in the middle. The fucking Sahara. Hell yeah. Or, as I like to say, how Chris prefers his women.
I wish you were wrong.
I like your non-compliance. It turns me on.
Yeah.
Mandy's like, I was like, you want to try one? She's like, nope. I was like, but they got blueberry. They got chocolate. They got banana. She's like, nope.
I've never seen a blueberry. Yeah, I've seen peanut butter. Those are a rare one.
Yeah, peanut butter's good, though.
I would stack a peanut butter on top of the banana and go to town is what I would
she's
do.
She's like, no, I'm not trying. I was like, okay.
Slowly.
Like, it's so dry.
It
breaking
right.
My jaw.
Yeah, like, Jesus.
Well, I mean, you could crack them in half like an Oreo and then do two double stacks.
They did break nice.
See? There you go. I've never broken one in that width-wise before.
I mean,
it doesn't
just
matter.
Just break both of them in half. And
all
just
this to say that George
together.
Foreman truly was a legend in the boxing ring and
was.
In the dieting community. Not great at naming kids.
I mean, those girls probably should have had on and off switches.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
Been able to control the temperature.
I'm still pissed that it killed my cat when it landed in that litter box.
You know, it's just a grill on a slant.
It's two grills, though, kind of.
Yeah, right. I guess. It's a panini bottom. Press.
It
yeah.
Is.
On a slant.
What's awesome is, like, when it on knocks out the fat, thus goes all the flavor.
No.
They would make the most bland fucking chicken boobies you would ever have in your life.
How many chicken boobies do you make on that?
That's the only way I knew how to make chicken boobies
exactly.
At the time. Yeah, so quite a few, actually. Well, the key is to take it off there once it's seared on both sides
yeah.
And just douse it in so much Frank's that that's all you taste anyways. Yeah.
I raw chicken?
What? I said make sure you get a nice sear on both sides.
Yeah.
Which means it's cooked.
That,
No,
and a George Foreman grill. And a George Foreman grill, yeah, it doesn't get hot enough to just sear it, man. It's not set to high. It didn't have settings.
Yeah, by the time it was always high.
No, I think it was always medium at most. Mine was, anyways. I remember it was quite.
Well, yours was covered in cat shit.
Right. And the hinge broke, too. And, no, by the time it would sear on both sides, it was cooked in the middle. Otherwise, it would have died of salmonella, I believe. And I'm surprised I didn't. Once again, didn't really know how to cook. And there were no. I didn't prep sides with it either. I got married at a young age for a reason. Oh, yeah. No, covered in hot sauce.
Yeah.
Frank's, specifically. Yeah. But, like, no, I could have opened a can of green beans or something, or, like, some frozen broccoli. Nah, man. I was burning chicken boobies. Chris was burning down apartments with chicken fried rice that came in a box, and he still fucked up.
I was playing Halo.
Right. That's true.
He just forget what's happening.
Yeah. No, food can cook pretty fast when you're not paying attention. When the Xbox 360 is new and you're excited. Once again, all this to say, George Foreman. Great boxer.
R.I.P. Two-time world champion.
Was he?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's it?
It's more than me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that, but I feel like now I'm like, oh, he's like 12 times.
Right. You never know when he's going to treat somebody like they're the fucking Queen of England and just shit on them when they're dead.
Yeah, fuck the Queen.
It's, but like, see? But Coolio dies and the man fucking cries.
Oh, Coolio's a legend.
Yeah. He was a juggalo.
Yeah, but we also don't know if he ever played The Gathering. We know Coolio did. I love this.
Oh, this is delicious.
Oh, dude, we didn't say what it was.
No, I didn't either.
Oh, yeah.
It's not mine, so.
My bad. It is.
I thought it was yours.
No.
Oh.
This is a cream.
Tennessee Cider Co. Hard Cider Blue Raspberry.
I love a blue raspberry.
6.9%. We've gotten a lot of stuff from them, so.
It does not taste even remotely that strong.
It's everything Mad Dog wishes it was.
Right? Yeah. This could turn me into a wino if I lived in Tennessee, I believe. And
it's
if it
a
wasn't.
Cider, so it's a cider. That'd be hard. But, you know.
What is cider besides a wine made out of apples?
What?
I don't know the answer, but I knew you wouldn't either. So I just threw it out there.
I think you're right.
I think so, right? This is kind of like an apple wine. Yeah, they almost never miss. And I still wouldn't make this my number one. I think my number one all time is probably still cider donuts.
Oh, I like this better.
Do you? I can't argue because you still get a little hint of apple.
My favorite one's golden apple.
It was good too. It was very good.
I bought a new bottle of donut when I was down there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. You're supposed to bring it with you. You said you would.
No, I said I was over this.
I know what you actually said. I was lying.
See, I'm not.
They came out with a watermelon mojito that I never got to try and they never made again.
Well, mojitos are gross, so.
Mojitos are not gross.
Yeah, they're
mojitos
nasty.
Are wonderful.
Yeah, I don't like mint.
See, I like mint.
Yeah.
It's one of the few great things the Cubans have done.
Except for the Cuban.
I don't smoke cigars, so.
I've never had one.
I thought you were going to have the sandwich.
I was thinking Sammy's.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've never had one. I was joking. But I know people
it's
like
it's basically
them.
Just a ham sandwich with mustard on it.
Well, it's also thrown in a George Foreman grill, Chris. I believe it's served panini style.
Right, isn't it? Basically, like, it boils down to...
Oh, don't start!
It's not ham.
Clay putting
it's
mustard on ham sandwiches and making a big deal
are
out of it.
Are you traumatized from last week? We're like, wait, is it dick-shaped? Are you going to talk shit? I'm sorry, it's cream-filled and shaped like my penis.
It's shaved pork loin. It's roasted pork loin, shaved. And that's where you get your meat. It's not ham.
Right, well.
But it is still pig.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I have no idea. They look good. I've just never had one. No place around here serves them. That is an easy two-thumber. Sweet Sue's, it's all the same, man.
It's all the same.
2.5, average. You know what? I like the glass bottle with the hinge. I'm going to make it a 3. It has the hinged cork top for the listeners at home.
I'm going to go 2 thumbs. It's like a slush puppy. I fucking love it.
It is like a slush puppy. You're right. Or the Blue Jolly Rancher is what came to my mind. But it is really hard, unless you're MD2020. To fuck up blue raspberry. And
their solution to what blue raspberry is the pig with the flag is actually mounting a pile of blueberries and raspberries.
That's not what blue raspberry is, though. We looked it up on the show before. It's
blue
completely,
raspberry doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, it's completely man-made. But, I dig it. No, it wasn't blue raspberry MD 2020 we tried on the show. It was a Four Loko, I believe, and it was gross. Many moons ago. Or it was Snoop Dogg's malt liquor when he had it. We drank a lot of it.
I don't think there's any such thing as a gross Mad Dog.
Me and Yams drank so much of that shit. Specifically Snoop Dogg. No, Snoop Dogg's. What was it, Yams? Snoop Dogg's malt liquor that we would pound. He had a strawberry lemonade that, man.
Four Loko?
No, it was before Four Loko was big, and it didn't have caffeine in it.
What was it?
I think I remember seeing it. I think I know what you're talking about.
What did Billy D. Williams, it was Colt 45. It was Colt 45. It was his flavor of Colt 45. Yeah, he had like 3 flavors, but the strawberry lemonade, we'd fuck up.
Ew.
Oh, dude.
I like strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, I bet now I would probably gag trying
it. I don't want it to be a malt liquor, and I don't want it to be made by Colt 45.
I was a young man. I was fucking hanging out with my buddy on the back of our in-law's golf cart for some reason. We were getting hammered during lemonade. The day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go 2 thumbs on the taste, and then I'll go 2-3 on the bottle. That's cool. I like it.
Your guys' partnership never ceases to amaze me.
It looks American.
It does look very patriotic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep the roll going.
It's called Blast.
Blast. Like yes, sir. It was Colt 45, though. Okay. I thought so. Yeah. Oh, Snoop Dogg's Blast, dude.
And I'm going to go 3 on the sweet twos and 2s on the flavor. Like, I like everything that Tennessee Ciders put out.
I don't think I've tried one that I've, like, detested.
It's batch number... Well, it's number 822 in the batch.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
It's to you. No, I agree with that. 3 and 2.
3 and 2?
Yep.
I mean, I said it first, 100%. Prior. Yeah. All
right. I disagree.
Wait, what did you give on the sweet twos?
3.
Oh, so we're all in agreement. I think that means I get to chug it, right?
No.
Damn it! Y'all can just make up bullshit rules, but I can't?
Not on the chuggings. Mm. It's when, you know, it doesn't get any thumbs you have to chug.
No, the person that bought it had
to chug. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't buy it.
Well, then why would you get to chug it?
It's my
it doesn't bother me if you chug it or not.
You're indifferent?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Really, I bet I get a fucking sugar rush off of it. I bet, because it is pretty sweet, but it's sour enough to kind of counterbalance that. And like I said, you get a little hint of fresh apple, which is nice.
I'm trying to see if it says anything on the back. No.
I thought you had readers now.
Not here.
He don't wear those. Man, he said he's put them on his face twice.
Only when I play Magic and I need them do I put them on.
You needed them last night, but I
see. I read just fine last night, thank you.
I don't know about that.
I'm not for sure how that works, but.
Well, I can only print on these small supprints without them.
Yeah. Yeah, small. Yeah, there's a lot of small. Especially in Commander decks? Holy shit. Some of those cards are forever long.
Yeah.
Never try Yu-Gi-Oh! No. Holy fuck.
Like, I was telling the M's last night with the new Magic. I'm like, it's just so much to have to remember. You have all these fucking cards that do all this shit that you have to do this shit and that shit. Like.
Which means you should actually be more in awe of how I command my Sliver deck, because not only do they all do a bunch of shit, they all do all that same shit at the same time.
Yeah. No.
It should offend you. You should be in awe. You should be like, wow, I am impressed and slightly moist.
Fuck your Sliver deck, baby.
Whatever.
Fuck a Sliver. I tried. If any of our koozies listen, fuck your Sliver.
Oh, don't be like that.
Yeah, I don't like Slivers.
They're cool. They're like little worm things.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Do they even make them anymore?
No. Not to my knowledge. I don't know. You act like I'm current on Magic the Gathering, and I'm not.
You know more than me, you should.
All four people at this table, I have played Magic the least recently. Because you're all fucking nerds.
The wife did call us all nerds last time we got home. She's like, you're just four old-ass men sitting around a table playing $50 card game.
I was working on the motor before I came here.
I was the cool hip kid that was
in my garage.
Sitting home last night playing Assassin's Creed Shadows, being offended because they put a black guy in Feudal Japan. I don't know. People were pissed about it. I still don't get it. But so far, pretty solid fucking game. And I got a new TV. I got a PS5. It looks pretty fucking good.
I would hope so, Danny.
Really fucking nice.
It better look like $1 million.
I'll say we have told you to buy a new TV for a while since you have the newest of consoles.
I can't imagine how to turn on my Xbox or my PlayStation to watch TV. And you were doing that for years and years, Danny. I've never done that once.
Mm.
Not once ever in my life.
I've been doing it since the dawn of the Xbox One. Not the new one. Yeah, the Xbox One. Yeah, hell, maybe the PS3, I don't remember.
Yeah,
it didn't bother me any. But,
really?
Well, until I didn't have to. It is nice to have a smart television, Roku or not. And man, you just get Roku channels, and they have the most fucking obscure channels you could ever imagine. There's one that's just Universal Monsters. What's ironic is they don't show any of the Universal Monsters. They just show the Munsters, which is not the same thing.
What?
But it's not bad.
It's the Munsters 24/7. I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm not complaining. It is the Munsters 24/7. I've only checked twice. But like, you can go forward in the guide. It's just the Monsters. I forgot how much of a banger their fucking theme song was, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. There's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Channel. Just Yu-Gi-Oh! There's a
Yu-Gi-Oh! Show?
Huh?
You are fucking with us, right?
Yeah, what? Whole-ass cartoon, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a card game.
It's a show about a card game, too. Okay, so imagine Dragon Ball Z. A bad example for you. What's something you would understand? Okay, imagine Deathmatch in Call of Duty, right? But instead of a gun, you have a deck of cards, right? And every time you run into somebody, you play a game. Let's say there's a deck of cards in this instance is Magic the Gathering, because you know how to play that, right? And like, instead of shooting a gun at each other, listen to me.
Okay.
So instead of pulling out your gat, You pull out your deck of 60 cards, and you say, I challenge you to a duel. And he's like, I accept your duel. And then he pulls out his deck of cards. And then you play. And, like, if you win, it's like killing him in Call of Duty. And you just move on. And that guy's dead. That's Yu-Gi-Oh! The anime.
Yeah.
There's no real-world conflict that can't be solved with a game of duel monsters.
That's how they... Self-defense?
That's how they...
Yeah, everything.
That's
everything.
How they...
Settle everything.
I'm pretty duel. Sure... There's not an episode about it. I'm pretty sure it's how they procreate.
It's kind of like Beyblades. Was it Beyblades?
Also a Beyblade show.
Keyblades?
No, yeah. Beyblades is right. Keyblades is from Kingdom Heart. Okay. But I never watched Beyblades. Because okay. Even I have to draw Beyblades. The line somewhere.
Beyblades was a show, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an anime.
It's more than a toy.
Really?
Yeah.
That should have been a fucking tagline. That's great. Yeah, it's more
always,
than just a toy.
I've always wanted to play. It looks fun.
I don't know. Parker got a set for Christmas one year, and I got to be honest with you, not as fun as it looks.
Really?
Yeah, because you just pull a ripcord.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but you can like upgrade your spinner and shit like that to fuck
shit
up.
I feel like I could loop some shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't tinker with it. Yeah. I pulled the ripcord twice. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go, bud. He was over it too. I mean. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, there's an anime for pretty much everything. There's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles channel.
That shows what?
Nothing but the cartoons.
Like the original cartoons?
So far, I've only spotted the original cartoons.
Yeah.
There's a channel that shows nothing but Murder, She Wrote.
I can watch that.
You okay. Have it.
Huh?
You have it.
What do you mean?
You have the channel.
I don't have the channel.
Do you have a smart television?
Yes.
Does it not run on Roku? Is that an option?
No, dude. I have a Samsung.
So a smart...
Wait, I have a Samsung and I have an LG.
So a smart television...
I have a Roku box in my garage.
I need answers here, Chris. So a smart television can run on something that's not a Roku?
Yes, Danny.
That is fascinating.
I only buy smart TVs that have their own operating system.
What about your litter box?
Samsung?
No, I don't know what it is.
It's an on.
I think it's connected to Wi-Fi, though. That tells you anything.
It's a what?
I think it's connected to our Wi-Fi. That tells you anything.
Well,
maybe.
It has to be. If it's sending Courtney fucking weight updates.
I don't understand.
That might have been the one she didn't buy. I'm not sure which one she actually
that's
bought.
That's how Chris's identity is going to be stolen. Is a hacker's going to hack through
the litter box
to get into his network.
And I hope so. Like a probe shoots out of the litter box into the cat's asshole and then tracks him through the cat's eyes. That's how we all find out he fucked his cat. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyways, yeah, a bunch of channels.
But yeah, no, I never went through the Roku channels on my garage TV. I've logged into Tubi to get to the NASCAR channel.
That's free. That's for the poor, so I don't mess with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got Tubi.
Tubi's not bad.
Yeah. It auto-downloaded. I actually
Tubi's got
Tubi,
a lot of shit on it.
I haven't turned it on.
Yeah.
Did finally watch Terrifier 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, a guy dies by getting a chainsaw shoved up his butt.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched any of them?
I've watched one.
Oh, you watched the first one?
Yeah, I've seen one. I haven't watched two or three because I can never figure out what the fuck they're streaming on.
Well, the third one is now streaming in my living room on Blu-ray when you want to borrow it.
Okay.
Two's on something I found it by accident. Peacock, I believe? One and two are both on Peacock.
Well, like, I know on the smart TVs, if you go down to, like, when you're at your home screen, mm-hmm. If you go down to search, you can type in whatever you want to watch, and it'll pull up everywhere that streams.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until, like,
so I've seen Chris do it on his litter box, but not his TV.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had to stop by our mother's yesterday, and she kept on asking me about TV shows. I was like, Mom, I haven't watched TV in like two weeks.
There's a channel that shows nothing but supermarket sweepstakes.
That sounds like a good time.
That's awesome.
I fucking love supermarket.
Like, I've said I haven't watched it for a while.
The new shit, though, ain't it?
No, it's the old one.
It's the old one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the old one.
There's also a super...
You can get one where you watch Guys' Grocery Games, which is the newer one. But I watch the old school one.
Yeah, that's better.
I love Guys' Grocery Games, though.
Never watched it.
Fucking love it.
That's where you
There's also a Super Mario channel, and I'm not for sure what they show. I know there was cartoons, but like none of them were good. So like, why?
Oh, some of the cartoons are right.
Okay.
I didn't mind them.
There's also
a Sonic. I think
they're
bringing Pink's back too. I think it's a Roku channel.
Really?
I think I have Power TV. I think it's a Roku channel.
What's the new Street Outlaw shit? Locals Only?
Right.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Well, that's not new. That's just... They were filming it during MPK.
Right, I'm saying it's a new season that's about to
right.
come out.
Right, yeah, finally.
I don't know what the fuck it's coming out on.
It sounds like a website for singles. That's not
Discovery.
A good name for a show.
Yeah.
It's got to be on Discovery.
Huh.
I don't know if Joey can pay his bill for that or not.
I did read I read a book about pirates this week.
I'll get to our Max.
What?
I have HBO Max.
There you go. You can watch it.
Okay, cool.
I wrote a pirate book this week. And it did give me the idea to make money on YouTube, right?
Pegboy?
Well, there's a Pegboy joke in this.
Uh-huh.
First, at one point, I'm going to ask you all for your pirate names. Just, that's going to be shoot from the hip here in the future. But did give me a $1 million idea. You know how I'm full of them, like prostitutes and Butter Gang. I don't think Butter Gang was actually my idea. But, so you know how content creators on YouTube will censor themselves so they don't get...
I'm painfully aware. It costs me money every month to avoid
To avoid
shit.
It, yeah. So they're like, oh, he got SA'd. You know, that means sexual assault.
Well, that's not what I'm avoiding.
Or they say...
Or that, I mean, that's...
Or if you're watching, like,
I pay so I can watch full auto machine guns.
Right.
Not sexual assault. Let's clear the air on that one.
So, like, if you're watching, like, police footage breakdown and they're arresting a pedophile, oh, yeah, the person will be like, oh, he got arrested for child corn.
Right.
They don't mean corn, guys.
Yeah. Right.
So, we do old school Pirates of the Caribbean style pirate movie for YouTube. Right?
Right.
And we stick to these headlines, or these guidelines. Okay. So, the pirates are saying stuff like, oh, did you hear about Peg Leg Timmy? Corn? He committed sewer slide, you know? Arr!
So this is why I hate the internet.
No, I think we could be billionaires. Buccaneers, whatever. No? Nobody likes the idea? Arr, he got essayed.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean...
Oh, don't go out there. The Kraken will grape you. Right. You know?
I mean, it doesn't mean grape.
It means that I had those three jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My pirate name, I had two in mind.
We're Unalived. I fucking hate Unalived.
Right. Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, you can't say walk the plank. You gotta walk the blank. I just made that one up off the top of my head. You were all very welcome. I thought that might get a laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, delayed response. I'll fucking take it.
Okay.
I don't think Toon's laugh audibly picked. There it is. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I could see him fighting it a little bit. Yams is snoring, though. No big deal.
Not funny.
That's pretty funny.
Not funny.
Sorry.
But I did have two pirate names. We'll shoot from the hip in mind for myself. Because, like, let's say I'm captain. You want a misleading captain name, right? Because, like,
you'll be captain.
If you're going to, well, not your ship, bitch.
You and me. It'll never happen. We'll never let it happen.
You're the peg leg potato. I already had yours.
It's fun.
Yeah. You want something, because if you're running into Blackbeard or something like that, you have a picture in your head where you're like, oh, this guy's going to fucking kick my ass, or he's going to grape me. So it's Captain Pegboy. Or if I'm not captain, Limpbeard.
Limpbeard.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you expect? I don't know. You know,
can but be George Captain Foreman.
You can be George the Foreman.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. What's he doing? Actually, he just
beats. I'm in charge of swabbing the decks, bitch.
You want
I'm the foreman? Yeah, why not?
I don't know if this book was to be if this book was to be believed.
I'm pretty sure I can swab
a lot of pissing on the deck.
That's what swabbing is.
No, but this swabbing is mopping up. It. Oh, yeah. So you're just cleaning up feces, and like they would have livestock in the boat.
Yeah, they got to eat.
Right.
They couldn't refrigerate it.
Right, but animals defecate.
Yeah, you're like into the ocean. I don't give a fuck.
It's gonna smell so bad.
Danny, I'm already on the boat. I already smell it. What the
fuck? No, those are in the lower decks. They didn't have them up top.
Didn't have them up top.
It travels, Danny.
I don't think stink goes up.
Stink definitely goes up.
Stink probably goes up.
Especially when you're out in the sun in the middle of the goddamn ocean.
And that's the only holes on the boat is on the
goes up.
Oh, not on a pirate ship or what was it called? A man of war. They had cannon ports, man.
See, yeah. I think that makes me think of my name. Can I be Cannonball Cartoon?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. See, he asked for permission because I'm the captain, bitch. Anywho.
Yeah.
Mutiny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that can't be your name.
Mutiny.
Can't be your name, though. You gotta come up with a pirate name, dude.
The Mashed Mutiny.
There you go. That's a good one.
How'd you overthrow the ship? All right. Rubbed him in butter.
Yeah.
You know, I almost had help, but this guy said he's too busy swabbing the deck. He had the biggest smile on his face. He so said his name was George Foreman. I don't get the reference.
You want to make a pirate porn... Or you're Captain Limpbeard and Peg Boy? You play both parts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a peg leg. I have a peg penis that I can, in fact, peg myself with. Kind of like a squid shoots
ink. It's
not
like a peg penis. It's just the pegs in your butt all the time.
No, not all the time. It can also be a penis. I just rarely use it that way.
Maybe you put a spring on it and you can bounce.
Like Tigger.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Nice.
I just thought the peg was his leg.
I did have this idea of, like, how would you tell it was Chris's pirate ship, right? It's because the only one that somebody took time to carve get R done on the back of it.
Oh, I was going to say it had a three on the side.
That's where I was going with it.
Like, yeah, but...
I mean, if it had a roof, it'd have a rebel flag on top of it.
Well, they had all those flags.
They had a flag.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if the stars and bars were a thing back then. I don't think they were.
No.
But, and I think pirates typically ran... They would either have their... flags up so you couldn't see them until it was too late, and then they'd drop the black flag. So you're like, oh shit, we're about to get graped.
They'd have them down and then they would raise them?
Yeah. Or they would have like a country flag up. So like, oh, that is an English trade ship. And they're like, oh, nope, we're getting disabled.
Yeah, I feel like it was easy to be a pirate.
I feel, yeah.
Back then, yes. Yeah. Now, I don't know how easy it is now.
I just saw a video on Reddit the other day of them getting shot in the face. I'd say it's more difficult.
That's because they're on little boats now, attacking big boats.
It's almost sad.
They're like in your boat.
Yeah.
Hauling ass.
Yeah.
In a straight line.
And I love the idea of being a pirate. I don't think a can-do attitude is all you need.
And you got one motherfucker with an AK shooting up in the air, not at the boat.
Did that
fucking... shoot at the boat? It ain't gonna do shit anyway.
Did that fucking dinghy just raise a black flag?
Yeah.
Let's blow him up.
You hear one round go off and the boat just...
See, that one too. Yeah, it literally just... hard right. And that's because the captain's dead.
The dude holding the gun just like...
Oh, shit. You know what he never does? Get to the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Or if he did, he just... You know, the new direction's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to port.
Away this is from getting the boat. Me away. I'm going to go with yes. it.
He's dead. I'm going to cover the ass. No.
Are you coming back? Nar.
Yeah.
Nar. I would love the idea of getting attacked by, like, Somalian pirates, but if one popped on the deck and was like, Yar! I'm like, you know what? You're keeping the attitude alive, and I appreciate that about you.
Yeah.
Please don't. Yeah, I would also still shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
That boat just veers so hard. Actually, the fact that it's not a full turnaround makes it better, because it's just, yeah, wide right.
Yeah.
Into boat, nothingness. Like, there's no shore, there's no islands, there's nothing in that direction, because nobody's steering it. Just into nothingness in video. It's
like,
art.
And I'm not a big water or boat guy, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but, like, that boat is so small. Once it gets into the wake of that bigger boat, what the fuck is it going to do? It's not going to survive.
I
think they called it an unalive mission, Chris.
I guess. They're a suicide squad.
Yeah. I have two guys. Yeah. One of which is armed.
Yeah.
One. The other guy had his hands full until he didn't have hands anymore. Yeah. Then all of a sudden he was kind of a non-factor.
He just didn't have a head.
No. No, I doubt if his corpse landed on the boat. I bet that bitch was like cartwheeling off like in a cartoon. The guy's just standing there staring straight ahead at the ship like,
where the fuck are we going? No, you're not here.
Oh. Gnar.
Yeah.
Nah, man, pirate life seemed to suck, though. And you know the one thing you couldn't do to a pirate? Call them a fucking pirate. They hated that shit. They were privateers. Totally
yeah,
different.
I mean, they probably thought they were like businessmen.
No, it's because being a pirate was illegal.
Well, yeah.
So to call them a pirate was to call them criminal. And
so they're not like cowboys and outlaws that were cool being called outlaws?
No.
So that's why Americans are better.
Well, a lot of them were Americans. But like
not mine.
Pre-Americans. Like they're from America, but like still English. You know? All up in Jamaica and shit.
Yeah.
Well, no, the states hired pirates to be part of the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
To fuck with the British.
Yeah, that's where the privateer term came from and stuff, too. Yeah. That was after where the story took place, which I'm assuming was fictional. But it did take place in Port Royal, which turns out was the Sodom of Jamaica back in the day, thanks to us whites. It was nothing.
The what?
The Sodom of Jamaica.
What do you mean by the Sodom?
Like Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, it was like nothing but prostitutes and gambling. And like dirt roads.
Sounds okay, like so I'm confused.
But it was a very moist place. So
I have
was,
read that
it,
part of the Bible, and
moments.
I understand the story.
Right.
Is this Sodom and Gomorrah because it's two separate towns and not just one?
What if you combine them into one, though? Wouldn't that be fucked up?
No, is it?
Sodom and Gomorrah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's two different locations. One was destroyed because of the butt stuff, and
right,
one was destroyed because of greed, right?
I don't know. I thought it was one town.
No, it's
just
not.
In my mind, it's always just been one place. It's weird. Okay.
No, yeah, it's two places. Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah,
no, I understand.
Just like Gomorrah's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Weren't they very close
to
each other and like had the competition of building the tower?
That was the Tower of Babel. That's a different story.
That was a different story?
I believe so.
I'm just thinking of them as Jones Road Gas City.
Very easy to wipe out in one cataclysm. Port Royal destroyed by an earthquake because they built it on sand.
Nice.
That wasn't in the book. It's just I did a little further reaching because I wanted to know if Port Royal was a real place. Lots of fucking. Until it died.
Right.
And then, like, one of the last pirates out in real life? Fucking Blackbeard. Who would put fuses in his hat and then light them so he'd look scary at night. And I'm assuming burnt the fuck out of his other face.
Oh, definitely.
Guess who died of an infection?
Beard. Both. Both. But yeah, he'd have him in the flap. Shit. Well, he'd put incenses in his beard and burn those. And then, like, cannon fuses in his hat and have him burning up his face.
Well,
which had to hurt like a bitch.
He probably had dreads and shit in them. Probably all waxed and stuff, too. So
oh,
like,
you haven't heard, have you?
What do you mean?
Blackbeard was just a nickname, but he didn't actually have a beard.
Huh?
I made that up. He had a beard. Of course he did.
So, yeah, I've only seen Johnny Depp play a pirate like once.
He didn't have a beard, Chris. Yeah, like most pirates, had a Fu Manchu, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Remember when Tom Brady joined the fucking Buccaneers and he grew a Fu Manchu and became a pig boy?
I don't think I've ever seen Tom Brady with facial hair. Is that a real thing?
No, I made it up.
Okay.
I just don't like Tom Brady.
I don't know what's right.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Got you on your toes, bitch.
Yeah.
The Blackbeard, the cannonball fuse thing, I do believe was real, though, according to legend. And I think he was one of the few that actually liked being called a pirate.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's a big fan. I think, like, if
you feel like he was really good at it.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, if you're like, oh, you're a scary pirate, Blackbeard, he'd probably get a boner.
Yeah.
But, like, normal pirates, especially before that, when they were, like, British people that just moved to America, don't call them a pirate. They'll shoot you in the face, man. They'll split your wig.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah. Now I'm reading a book about letters. I'll leave it at that.
Like the alphabet or like pen pals?
Pen pals? Oh, it starts with pen pals.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, guys.
This is becoming David's book club.
Don't even ask me about the cold brew I had this morning. And also, please start referring to me as Daniel. No, I got haunted by a fucking musician earlier this week. Like, Friday, was it not?
Yeah.
I can't remember his damn name.
Travis called you?
No, a famous musician.
Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, MC seems right up your fucking alley.
Todd Rundgren?
You know who Todd Rundgren is?
I don't know who Todd Rundgren is.
So, I always get the weirdest...
Hold up.
Oh, I will.
Pause.
Yeah.
Guess who got caught red-handed last night?
Doing what?
Huh?
Doing what?
Being a good Charlotte fan. Caught red-handed. We're all playing at the kitchen table at James's house, right?
Right. Yep. Uh huh.
Courtney is turning on TV for the kids. Okay. She's like, "Who the fuck was watching Good Charlotte?" And James is like, "Me."
I would blame the dog.
And turns Luna. Out it wasn't Good Charlotte. It was Blink 182. But that's beside the point. He left that out of the story.
Damn it!
No, she
said that even afterwards. That, oh, it wasn't Good Charlotte. It was Blink 182.
No, it was Good Charlotte. 100%.
She made Chris listen to all the small things on the way over there is how they...
Yeah, and then she's like, that's not Good Charlotte, dummy. Like I don't know the difference between Blink 182 and Good Charlotte.
He was just telling me that he was forced to listen to all the small things.
I don't think he does know the difference.
I don't think he does either.
Yes, I do.
No, he doesn't.
All the small things.
Right.
He's like, and he's got three, it's one, it's four,
whatever. I have no idea. They only made the anthem.
Get your damn hands up.
Yeah, no. You don't want to be just not you. That's Good Charlotte. And then Blink 182, they wear the socks around their penises.
That's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is Red Hot Chili Peppers. But they also do it in the music.
The Blink 182, they just run naked.
They're just blurred.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Come on, they're your celebrity cocks.
Right? Yeah. You know,
you don't know the difference, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know pirates. I've seen David Bowie's dick.
What's David Bowie have to do with
celebrity cock?
Yeah, right. Everything, damn it. I because it's easier to confuse Blink 182 and Good Charlotte than it is Blink 182 and Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think.
Bro.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you name another Blink 182 song? Oh, can you name two Red Hot Chili Peppers songs? Two. I didn't mean two, because I feel like everybody knows Californication.
Okay, Californication, that's a good one.
Yeah, you can have that one.
You got the song from the Power Rangers movie. Roller Coaster.
That was a cover, it doesn't count.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Absolutely does not count.
And then you got the other song that's in that movie.
I don't know.
He's floundering harder than I thought he was.
Is that where he stresses the devil in silver in the desert screaming, give it away now?
That's Tenacious D.
No, that's Red Hot Chili Peppers, give it away.
Yeah.
And that, I hate that. Suck My Kiss.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Suck My Kiss is one of the worst songs ever made.
Suck My Kiss is one of the worst songs ever made. I've never put it on.
Other Side's solid, though.
Other Side's a good song.
See? Couldn't name it, though.
Don't know the names.
Snow? Snow is decent.
No.
You like to hear it.
City of Angels, isn't that one?
What? City of Angels is the Distillers.
No, I think that Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's the name of a song or an album one.
Yeah.
Because they're from California. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, but I don't think his name is song. Oh, it's not called that. Under the Bridge.
Is that Under the Bridge?
Yeah.
It's also a good song.
Very good song. You couldn't name it. Now name another Blink 182 song.
Adam's song.
What's My Name?
That's the only one I know.
What's My Name?
Chris.
What's My Age Again?
It's one of those.
That's one song.
I know. What's the name of it?
I'm not for sure it's not the same song as all the small things, to be honest with you. I don't know fuck all about Blink 182.
You get that one gay song where there were pop singers?
That's... not the same song. I don't know.
No, you're asking me to name other ones. I'm naming other ones.
Yeah, you could have named songs.
Hey,
the one
that's named after the girl? Right? Is there a song named for girl?
What?
Is he talking about Annie from like Michael Jackson?
No.
The Alien Ant Farm we did?
That's Smooth Criminal.
Yeah. Oh, Scotty doesn't know.
From a movie.
No, but Blink 182,
yes.
Yep. Has like a... slower ballad that's named after a girl,
They
right?
definitely don't have a ballad.
Yes, they do. They have a slow song. They have a slow love song. It's a ballad. That's literally the definition of a ballad.
Yeah, I don't think they have one.
Yes, they do.
It's named after a girl. Are you thinking about the song, this is a story of a girl who drowned a river and cried a river.
No, it's about Chasing Elaine, and he's thinking of the Bloodhound Gang.
It could be. Or maybe Helena by My Chemical Romance? I'm not sure. Oh, this is not worth Googling.
Mona Lisa Smile by Panic at the Disco.
Sure. Yeah.
It's Adam's song.
That's not, oh my God.
He already said it. You know that woman's name. I could have thought of a better answer. Holy fuck.
What's my aging and is it separate song?
I know.
Chris didn't.
Oh, my bad. It's Adam's song.
Wait, hold up. So, did Blink 182 also do the anthem? Because they have an anthem part two.
They do have an anthem song.
Sure, man.
It's got 124 million plays on Spotify.
Good for them, dude.
Adam's song has 362 million.
Adam's song might be their only good song.
Fucking I Miss You, which I don't think I've ever heard.
That's the one where they're a boy band.
I like that song.
It's got almost a billion. And then All the Small Things has 1.3 billion.
So is All the Small Things the boy band one? Turn the lights on, carry me home. That's the boy band one.
It's all the same to me.
I will not go. Turn the lights off.
Yeah, that's
carry me. What's it fucking called? Oh, it's All the Small Things. All the small things. Truth hurts. Truth break. Something like that.
The fact that those motherfuckers are rich and I'm not pisses me the fuck
well,
off.
Well, one of them deserves it.
Travis Barker.
No.
What?
The one that's into UFOs. Yeah, of course it's Travis Barker, you fucking idiot.
That motherfucker survived a plane crash.
Who?
Travis Barker.
He drummed his way out of it?
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Better than the Def
Sit down, I can't. Man, can he ruin a rap song?
Who?
I was kidding. I enjoy Travis Barker's work.
I was like, what?
Yeah, he was in that one band. Fuck, Angel. Nope, Angels and Airwaves is the other guy from Blink-182. What's the one with the guy from the fucking... Rancid. It's Rancid. He tries to rap.
Man, what is the name of that group?
Almost
like the Travelers.
The main word is woo woo. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's not the turntables. It's not the Travises.
What are talking about?
Not the Travises.
Woo woo. You know what I'm talking about though, right? Anybody?
No.
I do.
Come on. Yeah, the Transplants.
The Transplants.
I just spit fucking everywhere. It's the Transplants.
It is the Transplants.
I thought it was going to be Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
No. Do you feel like a man when you push her around? That's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. They pick their name out of a hat.
Isn't that Jared Leto?
That's 30 Seconds to Mars. And a cult.
And a cult.
Yeah. I hate him.
Leto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the band. Oh. And his version of the Joker. Pretty much everything he's ever touched. Yeah, not a fan.
What about Yellow Card?
Chris?
I experienced them at a wedding, and everyone was screaming this song, okay?
Who was?
Everyone was screaming the words of the song, and I look at Courtney and like, I've never heard this song.
What fucking wedding? Ocean the Rich Avenue? Famous wedding you went to? Okay.
Oh, Shit Avenue.
Yeah, that's probably the song.
I don't know. But, like, these people were a little bit younger than us, and, like, they were all were screaming the words of the song. I look at Courtney. And I'm like, I've never heard this before in my life.
Oh, I know the song.
And it was like, a poppy rock song, kind of. I don't know.
Give me a breakdown for Chris.
And pop punk?
Yeah.
All right. Does Green Day make you sweat?
I like Dookie.
Yeah, you do.
No, Insomnia was decent.
Oh, I hate Green Day.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams is a banger.
I fucking hate
You can't
Green
deny
Day.
That. No, it's a fucking great song.
I can deny anything they've ever done.
Jeremy's a big Green Day fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
I believe
There's
it.
Nothing wrong with the way he was September Ends either. That's a good song.
Yeah.
What?
What in the fuck did you say?
I don't know.
Wake me up with September Rain.
Yeah, wake me up with September Rain.
No, he said September Rain.
I didn't. 100% I didn't.
You ain't gonna be able to rehear it to know, but.
And that's Guns N' Roses with November Rain.
Yeah, I can also not
defend. Don't wake me up for that.
That's a good song.
November Rain's a good song?
Yeah, I love that song.
Wait,
dude.
Yeah, no, that one's actually not bad. Or am I thinking of Civil War?
Man, Civil War's a good song too.
What's the one with the piano? It's like, everybody. Something like that. And then he's like, woo woo.
I don't know the woo woo, but
I don't know, man.
I've never heard Axl Rose go woo woo.
So.
Oh, God. He'd make the world's worst Juggalo.
He makes the world's worst Axl Rose right now. So
this is bad.
I know. I still think that's my favorite never talked about beef in music is the guy from The Offspring and the guy from Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose and what's his name? We're beefing?
Not Chester.
Dexter?
Dexter. Cole? Dexter.
Chester's dead.
Chester Tito?
Bennington.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll never forgive TJ for killing that man. Yeah, DJ yeah. The guy Dexter took it offensive. Took it personally. Clinton, yeah. The guy from The Offspring took it personally because Axl Rose, when Chinese Democracy was supposed to be coming out, stole his hairstyle, and he thought it was a very personal attack to him. That's why he cut his hair and shit for Americana.
Dexter.
Yeah, the talented one. Ah, take that, Guns N' Roses. Yams likes both bands. I can talk.
Chad just went and seen Buckethead perform the other day.
Where? By himself?
In like fucking indie.
Like not with Primus? Just Buckethead?
Dude, you literally, it was at the Egyptian Room. A fucking CD list of like 214 albums he's been on.
Do you understand that you could have paid tickets to see anybody with a KFC bucket on their head? It wasn't him. Just say it. It wasn't him.
The dude has a hell of a fucking listing because he's played with all kinds of fucking bands.
They weren't with him.
I feel like,
No, he's just substituting.
I feel like he's one of those dudes that would go overseas and he plays stadiums. But if you see him in Indianapolis, he's playing the high five.
Yeah, it's some small as fuck. Yeah.
There's three other dudes there.
To me, it's so like weird. Seeing Black Sabbath with Dio. You know?
God.
Yeah. Someone called a fate worse than death. Those people are Kelly. And me, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So there's three of us at least.
Yeah.
Fucking. It's like, who do we run from in concert? Iron Maiden?
I think so. Fuck. We actually ran for the hills.
Yeah, fuck yeah. What?
I tried to get my money back and get in to watch it, but...
Oh, no, we bolted.
Really?
Well, yeah, because he was... Iron Maiden was supposed to be Ozzy.
Yeah.
They're not.
No, I'd rather see Ozzy than Iron Maiden, but I feel
and
like...
I did, I just
Maiden
had to be fest. Patient.
Yeah,
I saw Ozzy on his last touring Ozfest, and I will be eternally grateful for that. Because, like, it ain't happening again.
No. He just came out with a new song not long ago.
It's good. They did well. I haven't listened to the original.
Rock God or something like that. Something
Gods of Rock and Roll. Yeah. Yes, sir. They did an orchestral version. It's fucking beautiful, dude. I almost teared up listening to it because I know he's not long for this world, and it's gonna crush me. And Yams is urinating. Right? Are we supposed to be trying something else?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah,
it's open.
I'm thirsty.
I was just waiting. Yeah, I
just haven't opened that Coke yet.
Maybe a little bit though.
Yeah, that's right, what I'm
gonna try to hide it. You got another cup?
No, I'll drink out of this one. This one's super.
That's how I drink out of this one.
That's it. I done like held mine upside down and shook it and shit, so it ain't got no like blue raspberry in it.
I'll pause it real quick. Okay, before we get into the secondary beer review, which spoilers again, once again, not a beer. Chris, let's say you were stuck on a desert island, right, with a CD player, and you
didn't get stuck listening to Weedus the whole fucking time.
Who?
That's the only album you have.
Weedus.
What?
Weedus.
What's Weedus?
Teenage Dirtbag. You know that song?
I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
That's
fucking awful. I blew my brains out.
I love that song. I jammed the shit.
Is that a new song?
No.
No, it's not.
No. I swear to God. So, like, if I was Tom Hanks, I would try to choke myself to death on the volleyball if that was the only song playing. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
See, that's how I feel about that, that Run It Up the Flagpole song that was big back in the day. I'm like,
you're thinking of Salute Your Shorts. That was a show.
No.
Great show.
It was a great show.
I didn't mean to make a Castaway joke, because I know nobody's ever seen that movie, right? It's so fucking weird. But you had to choose one pop-punk band to listen to. That was the only source of music. It has to be pop-punk.
I had to.
You have to. It's a shoot from the hip, buddy. It's a hypothetical. It's not really going to happen, hopefully. You have to pick a pop-punk band to listen to.
I would have to.
You have to.
Does the Bare Naked Ladies count?
No.
Oh.
They're just a pop band. Millionaires. They're fucking... Filthy rich.
One of them had spiky hair. That's kind of punk.
So did Smash Mouth.
I'll take Smash Mouth.
You may not.
300.
Yeah. What is Walking on the
Sun? I don't
know.
What's my options? Besides Good Charlotte, Blink-182.
That's a good start.
Jimmy Neutron.
Nope.
Weezer.
Jimmy Neutron's a Nickelodeon cartoon about a boy genius.
I definitely don't want Lit.
You're thinking of Jimmy Eat World.
I definitely don't want Lit.
They only have the one song.
I definitely don't want Lit.
Nobody wants Lit, and they're not pop punk.
What?
Yeah, it's like garage rock. Fuck it. No.
Who do you got? Because I don't know any pop punk bands.
What, does The Offspring count?
I'm wondering that myself.
You have like way more options than me. Back the fuck off. Their old stuff was, but you can't say Pretty Fly for the White Guy is a pop punk.
Yeah.
Man. I feel like Rise Against kind of rides that line.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Okay.
Compared to Blink-182 and them?
No, not comparatively, no. I said Rise the Line.
That's the golden standard, right?
They're more emo, aren't they?
Well, no, some of their shit is.
I've never listened to much of them, to be honest with you. They had that one song about opening a door that I hated, so I never dug into their stuff.
Can I just pick him?
No.
Why?
Because they're not pop or punk. It's like goth rock.
Yeah.
Sad emo bullshit.
Can
they had that one song.
DC Talks rock album?
Yes.
I'll take that.
I don't want to be here all day.
Reason.
Thank you, dude.
No, I'd probably just Panic at the Disco.
Really? I didn't think you'd listen to them. Okay.
If I can't take The Offspring, that would be the one.
Yeah. Fair enough.
They have a variety of shit in theirs besides just that, so.
Does does AFI count? I feel like, I don't know why I'm asking you.
They scream too much.
Only on one album. Actually, like, their first two albums, like, was it? Brownie Bottom Sunday and
is
shit.
Is that Brooklyn
like,
Kraken?
I don't know.
That's the Used again. No. It's always the Used. Before you say a name, ask yourself, is that the Used? And then say yes, and then fucking move on! Save me some time!
What about the
white Stripes? Fuck!
What about the White Stripes?
What about them?
Oh, I can do that.
No! No!
I don't like the White Stripes, so.
Okay! Fuck!
I don't like rock music.
Not a fan.
What?
Only the Who.
Yar! Not to jump back to Pirates. Holy fuck. The White Stripes?
I don't know.
Those are like clothes you don't want.
What, are there, if those are your only clothes, well, you don't want them, is what I heard.
What?
If those are your only clothes, you don't want them, is what I heard.
Let's say the dude in the Who is a PDF file to bring back to your
Yar! Oh, wow. PDF file. Yeah. That's hilarious. Don't be one of those.
Yeah.
What are we toasting to, guys? But anyways, if I can take AFI, I'm taking AFI. AFI is, well, you're thinking of only Miss Murder. And I don't, that album's okay, but it's not great.
God, I hated that goddamn song.
Yeah, that's not, I can go without that album. Like, it's okay.
The worst version of My Chemical Romance.
Oh, he was no Gerard Way.
He was
and
trying.
If, if in any way
he
I could pick
trying.
My sweet, sweet MCR, My Chemical Romance, I would take them over almost any other band.
Can I have Gym Class Heroes? Or NPE.
Ooh, can I switch? Can I have Alien Ant Farm?
Oh, that's pretty close.
Why?
I don't know.
You know what? You deserve them, yeah.
They're better than Weezer.
Are they?
They're just saying.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you.
I can't name five.
No, I wasn't going to. Five's lofty. Yeah. I was going to go with one that's not Smooth Criminal.
That's what I got.
You know, it's not one song.
We got the movies.
Weezer had Hashpipe, right?
Yeah, that song blows ass. I fucking hate Weezer.
I don't remember anything else about Alien Ant Farm.
You got the movies. Because
they didn't have anything.
The movies.
Yeah, movies. I understand. Me and you remember movies.
It's a good song.
I love it.
Good song.
Movies! Fuck! Seven Nation Army! Fucking, we're gonna be friends.
What?
I'm naming White Stripes songs now. Well,
we're gonna be friends?
I never heard
I can
the White
swear
Stripes.
That we are gonna be friends.
Oh, that sounds,
the first album.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good song. They had some bangers, though. I don't remember any of them. Besides Seven Nation Army. That's pretty good.
Who sung the song about a thing called love?
The Hive. The Hive.
I was going to say the Plain White Tees.
Mm.
No.
The Darkness. The Darkness.
The Darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck them too.
Oh, I hated that fucking song.
Yeah. Like, it was so stupid. I hated everything about them.
Yeah. It was self-aware. I understand that it was supposed to be cheesy and dumb, but I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it. And there's a UFO in the video, but like, why?
A giant squid.
Yeah. I hate it.
I remember the video.
Also, don't show me your chest.
You're cool with those tight pants, though?
Yeah.
Those bitches were rough.
Danny's into wrestlers. Pants are okay.
Yeah, they all show me their chest, though.
Yeah.
Except for sweet, sweet Sting!
Sometimes he would take the strap.
Hey, his last fucking 5 years wrestling, he was always wearing a t-shirt, and I appreciate that about him.
Oh. Okay.
Along with everything else he ever did. Including wearing his own mask in the crowd. We should drink this.
Yeah.
That might still forever be my favorite wrestling moment, though, is somebody in the crowd wearing a Sting mask, and then he lifts up the mask, and it's Sting.
Yeah.
Wasn't they did it 36 times again?
Only in TNA.
And AEW.
No, they only did it once in AEW, and then that was on his retirement tour, so it was okay. It's like doing an encore. You gotta hit the classics, the big hits.
Yeah.
It's like we watched Lynyrd Skynyrd perform for 9 hours, but they didn't do Stairway to... Nope.
Hashpipe?
Yep. Until an encore when they broke out the piano.
Let's see, did they let Sting come down from a helicopter again? Did he ever do
the
that
rafters?
Again?
They did the rafters again, but not a helicopter. No, that was a one-time thing.
When did he do a helicopter?
It was a pay-per-view.
WCW. Yeah, it was WCW. Like SummerSlam or
SummerSlam
or
some
shit.
Well, most likely it was a Halloween Havoc.
No, they were on a beach.
That was a Bash at the Beach then.
Yeah, it was Bash at the Beach because it was an open.
Was that
like,
before or after the Bluebird fell and died?
No, it would definitely be before Yams. Okay. Yeah. That put a kibosh on that kind of activities for a while. When Owen Hart, here's to Owen Hart, the only good Hart that ever was, ever will be, ever. I don't remember their stupid catchphrase. What's Bret Hart's shit? The best there is, the best. Okay, Owen Hart, the best Hart there is. Oh shit, that doesn't work. He isn't anymore. What are we drinking?
It's Tennessee Stud. It is Cosmic Cream. It is a grape wine with natural flavors. It is also a 13.2%.
This is a grape wine that's supposed to taste like a cosmic brownie with weed in it.
It does taste like it has weed in it, but you there's no weed.
You haven't tried this, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I tried it like 3 times while we were down there.
Why is there something floating in it?
That's on you.
That's your cup. I don't know.
Well, that scares me a little bit. Nobody else has some. It's not supposed to be like one of the sprinkles on a cosmic brownie? I'll pretend it is. Oh, that's way more pleasant than I thought it'd be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we told you. It wasn't going to be bad.
Nope, the aftertaste is something, though.
I don't get any weed.
You don't get the weed?
Not really. No. I don't get grape, though. I was alarmed about the grape at first.
Yeah, don't say shit about weed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That spot was a glob of that cider, the blue raspberry. You know what? Not a bad gobbo.
I don't know. I definitely had a more weed taste down in Tennessee.
Yeah. Really? There's way something.
Maybe
there.
You got a special bartender who's hooking you up.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Shit, yeah. Or you were smoking weed and got confused.
No, just Brooke didn't like it because it tastes like weed.
Oh.
Maybe I didn't shake it enough.
Well,
I feel like I shook the shit out of it. But it says shake well.
That's good.
And it doesn't taste like grapes.
It's not as good as the blue raspberry. I think if we just tried this, I might give it 2 thumbs. It's actually pretty tasty.
No.
But it's not as good. But that's not its fault.
I mean, but they're totally different things.
That's true. For a grape wine, that is actually really tasty.
And it's a cream.
A grape wine cream.
That's yeah, insane. That shouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. 2 thumbs.
Yeah. I'll go 2 thumbs with it.
Yeah, so it's just a
we've had some of their beers and stuff, too. That's where I brought back the beers from.
Yeah, it's a 2 for me, and it's
a
fucking, I don't know, 2.5 on the bottle. And
I never saw it, so I was just...
It's just a horse inside of a horseshoe.
It's just like that
one. Oh, crack. Yeah, we've tried this stuff before. Yeah,
yeah. There's one on the shelf. I don't know which one that is, though.
Hard cider. Pineapple. Pineapple mango, hard cider.
Yeah, that sounds
good. I got another one at home that's like strawberry, pineapple, banana, mango bullshit.
Oh, that'd be very nice, I bet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's way better than it has any right to be.
I was going to bring it, but I was told I wasn't allowed to.
Oh, great.
They're mixing banana creams and chocolate and peanut butter creams.
That's pretty good.
The other night, it was pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
He gave them to you.
Two. I like it. Yeah. It's very good.
Did you see the bottle again? Need their logo.
Yep.
We don't have to go as long as last week, but... oh, man, I never finished my fucking... I was haunted by an artist. That's what got us onto music.
Yeah, fucking Jerry
whose name Rupert was... Rupert. Don't you dare fucking say Burt McCracken!
No, it was Jerry Rumpenrohr.
Yeah, it's Todd.
Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, Todd Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren.
Whoever the fuck
it's
that
a
is.
Hard name to remember. Okay, so I was walking into a job, and my watch dings, because every once in a while, Spotify sends me concert recommendations. I'm like, hey, guess what, motherfucker? Todd Rundgren's playing
indie. You're not going to believe this.
And I didn't. And I was like, who the flying fuck is Todd Rundgren?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Turns out we all know Todd Rundgren.
You do?
Yeah, you do. Everybody and their, you know, everybody knows one of his songs. Everybody. And it's a true banger. I was impressed. And like, I think we should go see Todd Rundgren in Indianapolis. I believe it's at the end of the month. Next month. I don't remember. Who gives a fuck?
He opened up for Buckethead.
I'm pretty sure he played at the Emerson.
He opens up for Buckethead. When his set gets over, he just puts a bucket on his head live on stage and starts playing the fucking bass. anywho. So we do the job. I come back out, and I took a book with me to work to read, and I open it up, and he's like, I went to the record store, and I bought a Todd Rundgren album. I was like, why the fuck is Todd Rundgren haunting me? It was the weirdest fucking serendipity kind of thing I've ever experienced. It was weird as shit, man. Would you like to know what Todd Rundgren performs when he's not pretending to be Buckethead?
Yes.
Fuck, I have to play this out loud. Hold on. How the fuck do you spell Rundgren? It's probably recent searches.
Just type in Adam's song.
Don't have to.
Adam's song.
The one with the girl. Are you ready, motherfuckers? Because I had no idea that, A, this song was performed by a human being, because it's so perfect. Yeah. I assumed it was robots. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That's Todd Rundgren, motherfuckers!
I don't want to drink it.
He doesn't want to work all day. He doesn't want to work.
He's still pouring more in.
He wants to bang on his drums all day. Are you guys just getting drunk now?
I am.
Oh, okay, cool. So yeah, if you guys want to go see the guy that did that song live, I get your I'm your hookup.
He ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, man, he has a whole fucking discography. Well,
he had another song that was really famous.
Because it was like, oh, I bought 2 albums. I bought Todd Rundgren's whatever the fuck, and then the Beatles' Rubber Souls. Like, well, I know what one of those is.
It's like I've never heard of Rubber Souls.
Man, I'm gonna be honest. I always get the Beatles confused with other people,
like the Monkees.
And no, I also never the Monkees. I couldn't name a fucking album other than the fucking Yellow Submarine. So
well, you could start with Rubber Soul.
Or the White Album, right?
Revolver.
I don't even know.
Is it not called the White Album?
Yeah, there's the White Album.
Why'd you say Revolver?
I was just, I thought we were just naming albums.
No, okay. I'll try to see what I could name. You know, fucked it up.
Abbey Road. We did an album.
I don't know if it's an album. Yeah, it's an album, right?
It says the album that's cover.
Yeah, I know it's the album cover. The album. I believe it's Abbey Road. Yeah. I don't know. I
used to listen to blanket that was Stabby Road. Beatles fucking fans.
So. I used to listen to the Beatles quite a bit, but eventually it gets quite monotonous. Mm-hmm. And they peaked with 8 days a week, and everybody knows it.
There's not 8 days a week.
There should
someone
be.
He about. Loves you so hard that he actually loves you 8 days a week.
I don't think I know the song.
Okay.
I like the Hold My Hand song.
I don't know what song that is.
Yes, you fucking do. Don't lie to me.
I don't know what he's talking about.
God.
I mean, if I heard the song, yeah, I might know, but just off what he just said, I don't know that fucking song.
I only like the Beatles that you hear at car shows. That's all I know.
I'll tell you something. I think you understand. No? Okay.
I had to play on the violin. Well, I had to set all the
What is he saying? I don't understand.
He was a horse in middle school.
He's a horse in middle
school. There's no weed in this, sir.
He was a horse that was not allowed to watch or to play the violin, but he could watch. He's a violin cuck, dressed like a horse.
I thought you played a bigger instrument, like the cello or something.
No, it's always with the violin.
Yeah, but he wasn't allowed to have hands.
Or the bass. No, Kelly played the bass. I think you played the cello.
Kelly
played
no!
I think
Kelly
that's played... how you guys become friends. Because yeah, you played big you string playing... instruments together.
I know. Kelly was in second grade.
And you all played big string instruments together. I don't fucking know.
I mean, just in the backyard. Not...
Yeah, I thought you played like a cello or a bass, not a fucking violin.
I know you played the violin.
I'm going to play the goddamn fiddle, obviously. If banjo's not an option, I'm picking up the fiddle.
What, did you play the flute?
Can you do anything now?
Yeah, I can probably play like my main chords, probably.
Was it? Clarinet. That's cool.
Yeah.
Clarinet.
I had no fucking idea, bro. Yeah. Not a fan.
It was always the ball.
He was so bad that his teacher took away his hands and gave him hooves. You were the original werehorse! What's a man now? A horse your home, motherfucker?
Hey, you know what? I let him live. Oh, that was the camel story, wasn't it?
They could be camel hooves, I guess.
Yeah.
The werecamel, it's a subtype of the werehorse.
Grizzly, like, you think it's bad being the camel that's not allowed to play violin. You should talk to the kid that's my hump.
Yeah.
Mean, like, Mom made happy fries last night for dinner. He's not happy. It smells like Hormel back here.
It sure does. Or whatever's cheaper than fucking Hormel.
Manwich. That's the third hump to die this week. Smells like a warm milk. Oh my god, that hurt a little bit.
It was always the violin.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Did you not play anything? I thought you played something.
I was... Mr. Fox tried to get me to play the tuba, and I wasn't too bad at it, but I was not fucking doing that.
I remember that.
He was like, I didn't carry this thing?
Fuck no.
No, I just remember that because somebody's like, hey, did you play the saxophone? He's like, yeah, because the Fox told me to, and we're all very perplexed. Turns out he didn't say Mr. Fox, but he said the Fox, or a Fox. Hey, did you play an instrument? Yeah, the Fox told me to. We're like, I don't know what that means.
Chambers played the trombone.
I somehow ended up with a trumpet, and I don't know how.
Because they're fucking cool, man. What? You're born to stop, brother.
I never
learned how to
play it. I don't know where it came
oh,
from.
Oh, you just had one. Yes. Not in class. You just at home had a trumpet?
No, them motherfuckers handed me a recorder one time, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, man, no, recorder rocks. I remember going to the local music store with our father and buying the cheapest beat to shit clarinet that they had, because it's what he could afford. And then as soon as he heard I wasn't doing band for high school, we were at the fucking pawn shop selling that fucking clarinet, because I wasn't going to use it.
My violin came from Finger Hut. Yeah, really?
I didn't know you could order violins from Finger Hut.
I don't know. They carry everything.
One penny a week and you can have this nice
What's
glass.
Really fucked up is the orchestra teacher paid cash for the horse costume.
It did. Yeah, true. I remember handing it to the teacher because they had to put, there was pinstriping. They just literally laid car pinstriping. On the fret, so where you put your fingers.
Yeah.
And stuff. And she was like, oh. It probably sounded like no other violin.
Well, they hadn't made the payments for the strings yet.
It probably had plastic strings. Like those fucking Cracker Barrel guitars, you know what I'm saying?
You had the one violin that was made with lead.
Yeah.
It was outlawed.
My fucking bow was made with real, you know, human hair, so horse hair. Yeah. It was fucking rough. Yeah, I can rosin a bow and play some notes. Yeah.
I figured you'd done it with a cello or a bass like Hans did.
He played the saxophone.
No, it was a tuba.
What the fuck ever? It was a brass instrument.
I thought he played the cello or the bass. I thought the same shit.
So we would have both been in fucking band. You would have been in orchestra by yourself.
It was fine.
Well, with Kelly playing the bass. Yeah. In second grade, which is pretty impressive.
I would have opened the curtain for you because I done stage crew.
Oh, hell yeah.
You would have done triangle, but like...
Nah.
Could you imagine slowly pulling the ropes to open the curtains?
And Chris comes galloping off the stage.
And he just makes eye contact with you, and all you can see through the horse mask is those dead eyes.
It was the Macarena.
That's a fucking horse. Shut the fuck up.
Did your hands at least clap?
He didn't have hands.
There was no hands. Ooh, he's got hose, your hose. Did they make the clapping noise?
I don't know.
You know what? Yeah.
But I want to know. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Just fucking inside this costume with coconuts. Clap for me.
I really want to know what psychopath took time to put the Macarena down on sheet music. So fucking seventh graders could fucking play it.
I think it was the same bitch that made you a horse. Probably. Painstakingly do it. Like, you know what? He's not quite humiliated enough. We have to make him dance.
Right.
His parents are going to be here? Let's make it the Macarena.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be, it's just ethic enough to confuse his father.
He's outside smoking.
And if his mom's mom is here, she'll get super horned. So.
But yeah. That was just bad because you had to do, you know, at night for the parents, and then you had to do it in the cafeteria
the next day.
For the students. Yeah. For your peers.
Yeah.
There's nothing like having to have the thought process of you're no better than me while I just think horse.
Hope they don't get the program to see who's in here.
Thank God I'm big enough to not get my ass beat. If I would have been a horse, I would have got my ass beat.
And then there was always the following year. Oh, it was the year before. I can't remember. Either before that or after that. The next concert.
You had to do it again? You done this shit three times?
He almost threw up his mouth with it. What'd you have to do?
I was the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Hey, at least it's anthropomorphic.
Yeah, I guess. At least I had hands. Yeah. That's
exactly hey, I was in the fucking Easter pageant one year. That just sucked.
An anatomically correct penis onto the Easter Bunny.
I can't remember what I did as the Easter Bunny.
It was that traumatizing you blacked it out?
Fear was white as snow, though.
They forgot the costume.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember one year I had to be a... in a Christmas play, and it took place in the gym. It was in elementary school, and I remember that, like, you had to sing part of a song, and then they cast people. Like, you didn't act for roles, or you didn't try out for specific roles. Everybody sang the song, and they picked out their favorites. I got cast as a package. A Christmas present. They put me in a box. Why did somebody have to be in the box? The box could have been empty. It was a fucking box.
Was that school or church?
School.
They wanted you to feel included in the play.
Speaking of getting fucking robbed.
Make sure they keep track of you. It was a buck or nothing.
Fucking. Okay, so I don't mean to run long again because last week's was forever long. But at our Baptist church when we were children, they did the same exact Christmas play every year but one play. Every play was the same one. But yeah, I remember one different one where we were God's presence. But it was always just the Immaculate Conception. No, it wasn't her just getting pregnant. That's not right. It was the Christmas story. Yeah, baby Jesus is born.
Yeah. Manger, yeah, stable. Like that. Yeah.
Never once did I get a speaking role.
No?
No, I was always fucking shepherd number three. Or two. I definitely wasn't shepherd number one. You know what's really ironic, though? Southern Baptist Church, shepherd number fucking two? Gay as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they know that. And I hope Helen's rolling over in her very alive grave knowing that right now. She'd hate it. Fucking bitch. Guess he was always fucking Joseph.
I mean, Joseph. I was still in a horse costume.
No, it was Kelly. It was Chris. Kelly was only allowed to turn people away. I think it's because that role was always by the exit door. I think it's why they always gave it to Kelly. That way they could boot him out. I don't know. But yeah, never a speaking role, man. I was always fucking random number shepherd. I walked down. I got to go pss, 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 every once in a while because I was supposed to look like I was talking.
Yeah.
Never allowed to talk. Got in trouble if I did. I don't remember who shepherd number one was. There's a lead shepherd. Who was the lead shepherd?
But you were shepherd number two.
Two or three.
Who's the gay shepherd?
One or three or two. The one that I wasn't. This is just a really elaborate way for me to come out of the closet. I'm the gay shepherd. You know, Captain fucking Limpbeard. I don't remember who the third one was.
Nick.
It was Nicky, wasn't it?
I doubt it. He would have been too young.
No, to walk plane. Down the aisle while dressed in a hijab? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I would have played Baby Jesus. It was, man, they used a real baby one year. I do remember that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they crucified it at the end.
It was my child.
It was your child?
I mean, kayfabe.
No.
I guess it never was my child. No, never was that.
No, you get cucked with a violin. Yeah. You get cucked with the fucking Lord's, the baby savior.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still paying child support, though.
You think Joseph has to pay child support?
Oh, probably. Those modern times.
Yeah, where do you, where's that check filled out to?
To Mary. What do you mean?
Oh, I guess she is the mother.
No. See, Joseph should be the one pushing for child support.
I can see that.
Well, no, yeah, because he's raising the kid.
Make him a real fucking shit, fucking dirtbag stepdad who pushes for the higher fucking child support all the time.
Yeah,
I want three. Like,
you
sheeps.
Know he can fucking afford it, right?
Three sheeps.
Yeah.
Hell yeah! I want a boy dressed like a horse who cries every time I play a violin.
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Hey, Matt from Dating Walls.
Chris Walls.
Num too.
Hobby Ams.
I'll hold your beer.
Or your cider. Have the build of an Easter Bunny,
but not the episode.
Just the hindquarters.
An egg. I don't know.
It was also a non-speaking role.
I never tried out.
I did it as a job.
I
worked at the country club, and they needed it one for an Easter Sunday brunch.
Hey, I almost got paid to be the Grinch.
Hell yeah,
true.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
Never paid to be a mascot, and I'm too small to be a Santa, which would be cool. But.
I just had to walk around the front lawn and take pictures with families. Not say anything.
Wait, what do you mean you walked?
It's a long time ago.
No, you fucking hippity-hoppity, bitch. What?
No.
Oh, come on.
That's what happened.
That's why he doesn't have knees anymore.
Hot twice.
Yeah. Not since the Easter of 04.
The Easter before is just taller.
I did used to have the build of the Easter Bunny, whatever that means. I'm not sure. Oh man, yeah, never a mascot for anything. I guess the Easter Bunny's not technically a mascot.
Brooke's sister is a mascot.
No, really?
For NYU.
Oh,
yeah.
Does she like bounce off the trampoline and slam dunk the basketball? And
I don't know what she does. Like, I ain't seen video of it, but I've seen a video of her in the costume.
What's their mascot?
They're a bobcat.
Nice.
She's a furry.
NYU That's bobcat. Yeah, maybe. It's Ariel. She probably went to get a degree in or some shit.
I feel like if I was like a full blown mascot for like a big thing, I would at least fuck in the costume once for sure. And call me a furry, whatever. But like, let's say I'm blue for the Colts, I'm having sex in that costume. Even if it's with myself.
Well, see, you can't get your dick out of it. There's no way.
Yeah, if I can get my hand down there. Why is Blue's right arm always just flopping around loose? It's because I'm jerking it.
I like cheerleader number 5.
You know, for some reason.
I thought it was good as Shepherd 3, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand why being in this costume reminds me of my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Blue Mommy, hands, where though. Are you?
Yeah. Oh, Macarena.
It's awful.
Yeah. Do your best transplants impersonation real quick, Chris.
Woo-hoo!
No. Woo-woo! It was like a train whistle, remember?
There's no pee.
Yeah, woo-woo.
Woo-woo!
Nailed it. That was good, too, James. I had 2 thumbs on everything we tried. It was good. It was good shit. I really enjoyed it.
I give it all 2 thumbs.
Give it all 2 thumbs, man.
The blue, I like the blue one way better.
I don't know if I'd go way better. I do like it better, but I thought I'd like it way, way better. And I don't. They're both very good.
Yeah.
Although I did have seconds of the blue raspberry. I did not have seconds of the other.
I said the flavor of this cosmic brownie is totally different than what it was in Tennessee.
Yeah, no, it had a stronger THC
flavor and a more brownie-like flavor to it.
So you think it was better in Tennessee?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I feel like it had stronger flavor, but I'm still going 2 thumbs on both. things in ice.
Say, I mean, worst case scenario, still super smooth and tasted pretty good. Yeah. I thought none of them had a strong alcohol taste.
Yeah, for being fucking, what was this one, 16? 13. 13.2.
Is that a lot for one? I have no idea.
It's more like a cream than a cider or a wine, yeah? Okay. Probably.
I've never bought either, so.
I gotta pee. We're gonna end this now.
How many thumbs you got?
Just two on all of it, everything. If you get to the bathroom.